Does your family's schedule look like an endless list of appointments, games, and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
If you're just tuning in, we've been talking this morning about what was the last straw in your relationship. You tell us the deal breaker that made you go, I'm done. And then we will speculate to the other stuff. Mike in West Michigan. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good, bud. How are you?
Pretty good.
What was the deal breaker?
My final straw was my girl took a picture of my wiener and said she was going to make people jealous. And an hour later, I got a text from my stepdaughter wondering why she had a picture of my wiener.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So she just actually sent that around to a lot
to
of people.
My daughter and my stepdaughter. Luckily, my daughter never received the picture.
Wow. Was the stepdaughter her daughter?
No.
Oh, my God.
From my previous marriage.
No real relationship with these children other than being in their life. Oh, my God.
Did she send it to anyone else or just children?
Just my two children.
What in the hell is that?
That's mental.
Did you
that's
consider
a crime.
Calling the cops on her?
Yeah,
that is
a crime.
I mean,
I could have, but I was just done with her at that moment.
Yeah, I can see that. Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
Good
what
Lord.
A weird thing. Like, I'm going to make people jealous.
Did it
the
work?
Kids?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Did she say, ooh, that's a big boy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my dad.
Oh, no!
I recognize that anywhere.
I'm jealous.
Now who's the
Look,
problem?
We're just asking the questions.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
and
get
acting
into,
it out.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get into her frame of mind, like why she thought this was something that would make jealous.
The daddy's juice worm.
The one that made me.
Too far.
I know it. Tommy, stop texting me lines and telling me I have to say them. This one from West Michigan. I spoke during a movie. He yelled at me. That's a good sign.
Oh, that's a yellable offense. Shut up.
How many times?
I don't care for people who talk during entire movies and they're not paying attention, so that's why they're talking.
Oh, my God. Don't ever watch a movie
attention.
With my family.
Yeah, pay
my
attention.
My boys.
Yeah.
It's all six of them talking during the movie. And then you say, hey, guys, we're trying to hear the movie. Okay. 5 seconds later. Why is that guy doing that? He's a cop? This movie is about him, and it's called Cops in America.
Yeah. Come
what
on.
What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Really difficult. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Hey, buds. Things had been a bit rocky in my marriage for a bit. We were traveling to visit my daughter in Georgia, and we were playing Mario Party with our four adult children. When my now ex-wife fell asleep on the couch, she eventually farted in her sleep and we laughed because it's funny when people fart in their sleep. And she was so angry with me, she didn't talk to me for 4 days.
4 days. Jeez.
Divorced the next year. How long had they been married before that?
20 years.
27.
Wow.
I don't understand.
What? How does that?
And like maybe it works for some people, but when you're mad at your partner, even if it's your friend and a roommate and you're living together and you don't speak to them for 4 days, that to me is that's a cruelty I cannot do.
Yeah.
I don't care how mad you are or how mean things got. At some point, I'm going to say like, hey, at the end of the day, I really love you. And I don't want like even if we're sleeping in a separate room or we're roommates, whatever. I don't want to go tomorrow giving you the cold shoulder or receiving that like to. to go 4 days not talking to somebody, especially over a fart, like, come on, grow up.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that you can just do that. Now, if you got cheated on and you're separated and whatever, and you just need to have your space, I'm talking like you're in a relationship where you love each other and an argument happened and you don't speak to them for 4 days. Get out of here. That'd be a deal breaker for me.
When I was younger, yeah, I would do that. It would never be 4 days, but I would. I always thought, I'm not going to say anything because I'm so angry that I don't want to say anything stupid. So I would just clam up.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, it's just immature.
Yeah.
Very immature. And if somebody does that regularly and it's going on for 4 days, they are really immature. And they're probably doing it to hurt you.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Even if they don't want to admit it. Let me see. 1-800-947-3979. Trying to find my supervisor reverts to baby talk whenever there's an awkward situation. Now Moy's going to imagine her with a fetish when she does that. Thanks, guys. So every time there's something weird at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a weird fetish.
That's you should definitely think of it that way.
Supervisor is a terrible person, probably.
Wow.
I don't know her, but seems weird. I had a girlfriend who never believed I had to work the late shift at my job that closed at midnight. She showed up at 11:15 one night, waking my parents up, claiming she had a flat tire and asked me to come fix it. When my dad offered to fix it, saying I wasn't home from work yet, she threw a Coke at my dad and stormed off.
What?
We broke up the next day. It sounds like she might have been what some people would call crazy back
in the day.
Yeah,
a little unhinged. Possibly.
What was the last straw, the deal breaker?
Oh, wow. This one. My last straw was when I came home and found my spouse was with another man in bed and then asked me to join in, turned around and never looked back.
Good Lord. Asked me to join in. Well, at least sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
How about this one? I think a lot of people, I think women have been told this and probably some men. He told me he was only with me for my looks. And that he wanted me to chase him. Instead, I ghosted him, and he harassed me for 2 years.
Mm. Yeah, that's the way to go.
If you struggle to move on, therapy is a good thing for your life.
Therapy is, yeah.
You're still mad at someone you haven't been with in a while.
I had the opposite one time. Not somebody, like, the opposite of somebody telling me they were with me for my looks. I caught them doing inappropriate things on Instagram. And I was like, what the heck? Like, you're sending all of these things that are the opposite of what I am. They're these big boobed, super hot OnlyFans models, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I don't know their personalities. I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, well, I'm with you because I love your personality.
Well, that feels very condescending.
And I was like, well, you see here.
Yeah, you got an A chest and a double D brain, Malin.
Yeah,
at the very least, it's not the reassurance one would want in that moment.
No.
Good Lord. I directly discovered she was cheating on me, so I took some pics, sent them to her, and then threw out her stuff and blocked her number, and also didn't answer the door when she came to my place. I ghosted her after that, despite the fact that we had dated for more than a year. That's not surprising.
No. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you dated for a year. Let's see. He was extremely attractive, charismatic, charming, and in hindsight, extremely narcissistic, manipulative sex addict. If I didn't give it up at least twice a day, I was told I was a bad girlfriend and there was no point in even being with me since I didn't care about him and his needs. That's a monster.
Wow. Twice a day. Jeez.
Right on. Oh, I mean, that's terrible.
Oh, this one. I was in a 4-month relationship when she told me she was 6 months pregnant.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Is that bad?
See ya.
That's bad, right?
Yeah. You think she's eating too many tacos lately? Like, oh, wait, you're with baby? I mean, at least you know it's not yours and you can run away.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at least somebody put that stopper in there before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, but you spent the last 4 months.
Yeah, giving it dimples.
Poking it in the side of the head.
Yeah. It makes you stepdad material. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He might be your father, but I poked your brain when you didn't have hands.
Yeah, I was pulling your soft spot.
The last straw.
I was there when the only heartbeat you heard was the thumping of my balls.